WCH.
Palm cooking,
and now, Cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
Who thinks that we're suffering from a cultural cringe? Good morning.
Well, if you look at page 5 of this morning's Herald, we definitely are. We have two English celebrity chefs, one Nigella Lawson, the other one Heston Blumenthal, featured and written up, and yes, we're still suffering from culinary and cultural cringe.
When you grew up in my era, with my mum as the world's worst cook, God bless her, the English had a bad reputation for cooking. Suddenly something's happened over the years, hasn't it?
I can't imagine your mother serving egg and bacon ice cream for dessert, which is one of Heston Blumenthal's dishes, or giving you snail porridge for breakfast. Can you?
As Barry Humphreys, as Dame Edna would always say, it was always grey food.
Oh, yes. But actually, one of the things your mother used to make, which I adored and still adore to this day, and no one makes it, is the golden syrup steamed pudding.
Oh yes.
God, absolutely fabulous.
One thing I used to love, she let me lick the plates, you know, with my finger, etc.
Oh.
And she seemed to use Nestle's condensed cream in Nestle's condensed
milk.
Yeah.
I know people who've been known to suck that out of the tube straight from the fridge.
Oh dear.
Not good for the teeth.
Okay, we won't talk about your son.
But look, no. Actually, it wasn't my son. It was a former boyfriend. But look, well, speaking of culinary cringe, well, maybe not. No, I wanted to tell you about this wonderful Irish fellow. His name's Paddy Winston, who arrived in Australia only last November with his wife and 5 children, you know, fleeing from that terrible recession they're having in Ireland.
Yes.
And he was an advertising manager in Dublin. And when he arrived here, he just took some time out, looked around and realised that in Sydney there were no really good traditional Irish soda breads being sold, in fact being made at all. So he started baking from his home at that time in Bundina, just from the, you know, from the kitchen at home. He had loved watching his mother bake as a child, so he picked up a few tips from her. And he started with about 400 or 500 loaves a week, and he's been so successful because he's been doing the rounds of the markets and the farmers' markets that he's now up to 2,000 loaves a week. And he's actually moved to a commercial bakery in Marrickville just last week so that he can cope with the capacity. But he doesn't just make this wonderful Irish soda bread, which is actually made with buttermilk and bicarb soda. That's actually the raising agent. They use that instead of yeast, and it's actually much better for you because it doesn't swell in the stomach, and it's really good for people with diabetes and blood pressure and cholesterol problems. But he also makes a whole range of other breads, some of which I'd actually never heard of. He makes he makes tatty scones, and he makes potato farls, F-A-R-L-S, and he also makes one called Paddy's Spotted Dick. Now, Spotted Dick is something I've usually thought of as a once again, your mother would have made it.
She'd never have called it that, I can tell you.
Well, it's a steamed log. It's shaped in a log, and it's spotted with currants.
Oh, dear.
Well, anyway, his is a bread, and he says, and actually he said to me, he said, it's one your granny used to make, and you'd be picking out the sultanas when she wasn't looking.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sounds wonderful. Where is he now? Has he got a shop?
Yeah. Well, he has many outlets, and I've put his webpage on my webpage. It's paddythebaker.com. He has quite a lot of outlets, some in Bondi, all over the city, and he is at most of the markets. He's got a lovely young Irish girl, Avril, selling the breads for him. She wears a shamrock around her neck.
What a lovely story.
Yeah, how fantastic to come all that way with 5 children and then turn around and become so, you know, make such a success of it. So within what, 4 or 5 months?
Yes, wonderful story. Now, what have you got for us?
So actually, I have a recipe for you for Irish brack, which is B-R-A-C-K, which is not actually made with buttermilk. It is actually made with yeast. It's very good sliced and buttered with cups of hot tea, and sometimes they put a ring in the middle and they stir it around, and they say that whoever gets the ring when it's cut will be married within the year.
Gary, would you just look up, what does the word brack mean? Is it something Irish? I think we've got a fellow who sings, "If you're Irish, come into the parlour." And I think his surname is Brack.
Well, it comes from the Gaelic brick, B-R-E-C.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, so this has got it's got sultanas, currants, mixed peel through it, and it's just glazed with a little glaze at the end, with sugar and boiling water.
Sounds wonderful. And now it's on your website,
which is sheridanrogers.com.au. And I just want to remind you that I have kids cooking classes coming up in the April school holidays. So
okay, and that's on your website too?
On my website, sheridanrogers.com.
I don't know whether I played this last year. Only the Irish would be this cute. A group called Hardy Crew and the Nancy Boys sing There's No One as Irish as Barack Obama.
Oh.
Talk to you next week.
Okay.